Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. I used to have a sourdough starter. Emphasis on used to. A friend gave it to me, and I know this friend listens to my podcast, so I'm sorry in advance. I had high expectations for how my bread-making experience was going to go. I had those homestead expectations that I was going to be able to make my own bread and never have to buy it again in the store. I bought the special kind of flour, watched some videos, and I read some blogs. I thought I was ready. And looking back on the season of life that I was in when I first got the starter, it probably wasn't the best time. It was a very stressful time. Was dealing with some health issues, trying to graduate, helping Stephen with school, and on top of all that, I was trying to be a good wife and a sibling and a good friend. If you didn't know, sourdough starter has to be fed if you don't use it. You have to keep up with the timing of it and how often you feed it and how it looks. And it's like having a whole other living being inside of your home. And in this season of life that I was in, I was already struggling to make sure that the plants got watered or if we had something other than PB&Js for lunch. Long story short, I never made a single loaf of bread with the starter. And all I had was fermented, liquidy dough in the back of the fridge that ended up dying. If you came to this podcast wanting to learn more about your sourdough starter, I'm sorry. You're going to want to find another podcast to listen to for that particular topic, and you may want to find another resource to learn more about that. I'm not a sourdough expert, but I'm going to use this as a metaphor for something that I've been learning lately. A friend was sharing a lesson this past week, and he said, "If you aren't growing forward, you're going backward. You never stay stagnant." As I meditated on this and thought about it a lot, I've realized this is true in so many different areas of my life. In my walk with God, in my marriage and relationships, and in my health. In my walk with God, I've known that this is true. I've heard it preached before that if you aren't intentional in your relationship with God, it can slowly fade into the background. I've seen this specifically in the area of prayer. Now, I'm being very vulnerable in this, but I can struggle in my intentional prayer time. I've realized that this is an area I struggle in, and I do not want to puff myself up as I share this, but I do want to let you know that as someone who struggles, like me, you can make the change too. So, I cleaned out my closet and I created a space where I can sit or kneel. I have a map of the world on the wall so I can pray for specific areas of the world. I have sticky notes with prayer requests and I have my prayer journal. I have this in my closet now, but I initially did this when I was in high school at my parents' house. I had some of the same things. I had the same map, different prayer requests because I'm in a different season of life, but I even did this underneath my high-rise bed in college, too. I created a little room almost underneath my dorm room bed where I would cover or almost close up the room with a blanket kind of as a door, and I would have twinkle lights tied to the bottom springs of my bed that would kind of shine a light on my sticky note prayer request and verses on the wall. And those were the times I felt most close with God, and the times I truly saw Him move. I'm going to brag on God with this. I prayed in my closet about one specific thing for my husband this morning. This afternoon, as he was debriefing about his day, he told me that that thing had happened. God is so good. When you intentionally grow in Him, He will intentionally bless. And speaking of Stephen, I've also seen how we must be intentional in our marriage. And I say in our marriage, but really this can go for all relationships. These are some verses that I've clung to do this, to be intentional in my marriage. Romans 15:5 says, "May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you to live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting with followers of Christ Jesus." I've prayed this verse for my family and future family for a long time now, and I am clinging to the word here, harmony. So, how do I live in complete harmony with those around me? I need to rely on God, who gives patience and encouragement. With that patience and that encouragement, that is how we can live in harmony with each other. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose." So again, there's this word harmony. We have to live in harmony with each other. And talking about the church, or even in that marriage, let there be no divisions in the church. Live in harmony with each other. And instead of division, let there be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. So what I've been doing as I've been praying these verses is kind of looking at the word harmony kind of as the center, living in harmony. But in order to live in harmony, I need to rely on God, who gives this patience and encouragement to help me to live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting with the followers of Christ Jesus. Then, as I live in harmony with each other, as I make sure that there's no divisions in the church, then I can be of one mind and united in thought and purpose. And that goes into the future. If I want to be, you know, of one mind and working towards one goal with Stephen or with any of my relationships and friends, then I need to live in that harmony in order to have that purpose and that united kind of goal with each other. We need that harmony, and ultimately that comes from the patience and encouragement from God. So, long story short, Romans 15:5 and 1 Corinthians 1:10 have been really impactful in my life lately. I'm definitely not a marriage expert, but in any relationship, whether that's friend or sibling or anyone, love is an action. As a female, I carry a lot of emotions with love, but I've learned that if I do something, such as fold Stephen's laundry or make his lunch or even listen to him share his day without interrupting him, even when I don't feel like it, those emotions will follow the actions. So love is an action. Finally, we must choose to grow forward with our health. Otherwise, we'll go backward. by far, the first two are way more important than physical health, but spiritual and relational health can be accompanied by physical health. What are you doing to impact your health? Stephen and I have been more intentional about increasing fresh fruits and vegetables into our daily eating pattern and having high protein breakfast to make it through the morning at work. We've been intentional in the gym too. Intentionality is the name of the game, and it is vital for our health. So, whether you're making sourdough or just using it to think about all other areas of your life, remember, if you aren't growing forward, you're going backward. Now I'll transition into my local loves and favorite finds. My local love this week is going to feature Shades of Nails Salon. I went here and got a pedicure this past week, and it was a great place. It's located in Lakeland in the new Lakeland district where new apartments are going up. We walked up, so it really wasn't all that busy, and had a great quality pedicure with an amazing massage chair and complete with fancy chocolate candy. So if anything, go for the chocolate. But it was a great nail salon, really good quality, was able to walk up and get everything we needed completed, so very nice. I will be going there again. My favorite find is going to include, and I did both because I've had both, Sam's and Costco green grapes. Green grapes are my favorite. I love them more than any of the red grapes or anything. I love the green grapes. I think maybe because they're a little bit more tart, but they're just so good. I love them. And they are excellent right now. Almost feel like they are in season, and they're perfect to rinse and then pack for lunch snacks. That's what we've been doing, and we're really enjoying them right now. Thanks for joining me again on the Ashlyn's Apron podcast. If you have not already done this, please leave a review for me in the podcast platform that you're listening to this in. Maybe you have thought about leaving a review but just haven't taken the time to do that. Take that time today because I would so appreciate getting to hear from you and seeing how you've been enjoying the podcast. I'll talk to you next time as we continue to become the healthiest version of ourselves.